What the heck? Well, anyway, here we are. And I'll check to see if we still have dead air. Anyway, I hope you're having a great weekend. It's 80 above out. I've had a nice morning so far. Here we go. Good morning. You're on Cafe Air Radio, and your name is? Hello? Hello, you're on the air, and your name is? Hello, you're on
Hello, hello.
Yes, you're there. Am I on the air or not?
Yeah, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this? Thank you for calling in. Thank you for confirming I'm on the air.
Yeah, this is Craig Kompel, Dave. I called earlier and let the guys know I was dead air since the music came on. So, but anyway, yeah, the first 15 minutes you guys were getting about as much done as the Senate in Juneau.
Craig, I'm going to kick your backside when I see you. This was supposed to be a day off for all of us. I'm the only one in the building. I'm a capitalist pig, so I work today. But they were supposed to have, you know, something on the air. There's not a person in the place, and I've got the purple padded room door open, and it's just me. And I was at home eating, and I get this text from Al. And dead air. So I texted Glenner, hey, dead air down there. And then Al said the words that made me move. He goes, still dead air, you're ruining my weekend. So yeah, I bet it's for Al. This show is for Al.
Anyway. I got a gift for Al. I was just down in Pelican fishing, and I got a gift for him, but I got to go drop it off there.
Oh, how was your trip?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, I went down to Pelican with Mike Helmbrecht and his family and some other friends of his from Wisconsin. And, you know, for people that haven't been there, it's very, very few residents go there. It's almost all non-residents.
Where's Pelican at?
It's about 100 miles out of Juneau, out of Juneau there in the islands. It's a beautiful little, quaint little fishing village. About 90 people live there, maybe at peak season, nobody in the winter.
That's the ABC Islands. Which island is it on?
I don't remember.
Oh.
The island with all the fish.
How'd you do in fishing?
We did great. My cousin from who's got the place next to me down in Mexico was there, Randy Rawls. We were down there. We limited out on everything. The kings are beautiful down there. They really look good.
Ocean or river?
Ocean, yeah, ocean. So ocean kings, we got black cod, link cod, halibut, rockfish. Even got some coho, which is early for them.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really amazing. It's not a cheap trip, but it's one of those where it's just a fun experience, and you get treated like royalty. They got a first-class chef there. Longliners is the name of the place. If people want to look it up, Longliners, I think you got to book a year in advance. But it was really, really good and great people down there. So
cool. Cool.
Second year in a row I've gone down, but yeah, pretty nice.
What the heck? So are you back in town?
I'm in town, yep.
So get your butt down here and get the purple padded room.
I'm fixing up a rental property. I've got paint all over myself. I'm working on a place down here. I'm trying to get it sold.
You're South Cushman area?
Yeah. You know, I don't like being a landlord.
Guess what? I am not one now either. You know, I always found myself that, you know, I would always put my stuff on the back burner.
Yep.
And, you know, so, hey, I've sold them all. I don't buy them. I sell them for people. I'm a very good real estate broker, but, you know, the operational management is not for me. And I realize that.
Yeah. Well, some people are good at it and some people aren't. It's just, one less thing to worry about when you're gone out of town. You don't want to have to, what if the boiler goes down or why, you know, the toilet gets stuck and costs you $2,200. There goes a couple months rent.
$2,200?
$2,200 at a stuck toilet one time.
That's some expensive.
Yeah, it's Golden Heart Utilities.
No, Roto-Rooter didn't take care of it, eh?
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, okay. It's going to be interesting here. You know, I'm looking at my board, and it's a flutter. There's no thing coming up, you know, showing me in say a minute that I'm going into the bumper music. So, I'm taking one for the team. What's that?
You just were passing through today?
No, I ran over from my house to get on the air because we're on dead air because Al said I was ruining his weekend without Cafe R Radio.
Only in Fairbanks, Alaska.
You know, at 11:30, I promised Perry Wally that I'd be out at Tanana Lakes, and he's going to be pouring me a mimosa. You know, Emily and Jen Uhas, they're kayaking the Chena River right now. You know, everyone but me and you are not working. They're playing. This is not fair, Craig Compo.
Yeah.
No, I know.
I don't envy it. I'm sitting in a purple padded room on a day like today.
Yeah. You know, the door's wide open, too. I said, why am I shutting the door? There's no one in this building. All the lights are off.
Speaking of padded room, what's going to happen today in Juneau? What's your prediction?
Well, they're not going to come to an agreement. So the government, you know, the thing is do they want to do something? Or are they on purpose putting it out there?
Yeah.
And hey, we're going to have some Michael Jackson bumper music here in a bit that came up.
Good.
Yeah. So anyway, but my thought is, no matter what, the governor will call him back into session
and call Scott today and tell him to do the right thing. You know, these guys are. You're right. They're just going to hide behind the 11th rule and not vote.
Do you want to be associated with the Senate that it didn't even bother to put anything out there?
It's shameful, Dave, you know. And I don't know, did anybody ever do a spreadsheet on
What's going to happen? I got to go. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a call back, okay? When I come back online, I'll give you a call back, okay?
I'll set my paintbrush down. Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye. Fairbanks, we're going to have some... Not much bumper music, but we're going to have some Fox News, state news, commercials, weather. And I'm back in the saddle again. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump and the Iranians have signed a memorandum of understanding, but this deal is being questioned now after Israel and Hezbollah exchanged fire again. Vice President J.D. Vance canceled his trip to Geneva for a signing. The president sat down with White House Axios reporter Mark Caputo on the Axios show, saying this memorandum of understanding is an unconditional surrender.
Beginning a conflict, you had talked about you only wanted unconditional surrender. And
well,
the MOU doesn't look like unconditional surrender.
Well, it really probably is unconditional surrender.
New York City police exchanging gunfire in Brooklyn. An officer shot in the leg, the suspect shot and killed. NYC Mayor Zoran Mamdani says he visited with a wounded officer's wife.
I just visited with his wife in the hospital, and I'm grateful that he is expected to survive, and I'm grateful to all of the incredible nurses and doctors and staff here at Kings County Hospital.
America is listening to Fox News.
Enter Frontier Outfitters Summer of Guns Giveaway 2026. You can win one of 10 guns being given away starting June 18th through August 6th. Enter once per day. Find out the makes and models of all the guns. Get the details at the store. Enter today at Frontier Outfitters. 10 guns, 10 drawings, 10 chances to win. It's Summer of Guns Giveaway 2026. Visit Frontier Outfitters for details. Enter to win at your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
70 million people in the U.S. have learning and thinking differences, like ADHD and dyslexia. Each has their own story. This is ours. At first, I thought it was just a phase. Then schoolwork became a struggle. Emotions got bigger, and my kids started falling behind. I felt alone, like I was lost in the dark trying to find answers. Then I learned about Understood.org, a nonprofit empowering parents and kids like us. It was like we had a light to show us the path ahead. Whenever new challenges came up, their guidance helped us figure out our next step. We still have tough days, but now we have direction. And I have the tools and resources I need to help my child thrive. No matter where you are on the path, Understood can help you keep moving forward. Visit understood.org/yourpath today.
The Anchorage Daily News reports Mayor Suzanne LaFrance's administration is preparing to submit two contracts to the Anchorage Assembly related to management of its main ice arenas, including the Sullivan Arena. Though the contracts were not publicly available as of Wednesday, two letters announcing the municipality's intent to move forward with them were published earlier this week on the municipality's procurement system. The city plans to ask the Assembly to approve a five-year contract with a newly created company called All In 49 to oversee Sullivan Arena. According to state business records, the firm was formed in March by several owners of the Anchorage Wolverines, the city's North American Hockey League franchise. The contract is worth $2.89 million. If the contract is approved by the Assembly, the city would pay All In 49 up to $613,500 a year to operate the Sullivan, an amount that is close to the facility's annual utility expenses. The new proposal arose due to problems with the previous contractor.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Did you know? We waste as much as 40% of all the food we produce. Each year, millions of acres of wildlife habitat are plowed over, and billions of gallons of water are guzzled up to meet production demands for food that never gets eaten. Luckily, there's a lot we can do to reduce all this waste and help protect wildlife and their habitats. To learn what you can do, visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.earth/foodwaste. And spread the word that food should never be trash.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Craig Compo fresh off of Pelican Bay Kings and Silvers fishing. Now that you're retired, let's get Abby some business. Craig, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now that, you know, you're fresh from Pelican Bay, you are retired, but we can still get Abby some business. So tell me about Abby's business.
Oh, Abby's got attention to detail. It's a car detailing business that she really does an amazing job. I just keep trying to get her to wash my
car. She did it for me. Yeah, she did my car, and it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, she really does. She's one of those people, as you called it, attention to detail, because she's got that eye, you know, for the stuff. You and I probably wouldn't even notice it, but I mean, just every little nook and cranny gets cleaned up. She does a great job. She's got it running a little side business. She likes to do it, and she's good at it. So yeah, she's got a few irons in the fire there, but she's always working hard.
So what things are you doing today besides changing out a $2,200 toilet and getting a rental ready to sell?
Yeah. No, I'm down to texturing and painting and mudding, and I'm getting the garage repainted and just all kinds of stuff. You know, it's just when you got renters and you don't go check on it regular. My last renter, the one before the one I just had, passed away in the place. But I hadn't been in here in 4 or 5 years, and it was, oh, my gosh, it took forever to...
When did he pass away?
Oh, that was a couple of years ago. But he,
you have to, if it's been within 3 years, you have to disclose that on a disclosure.
No, I know, yeah. And I've got no...
No ghosts of Christmas past coming to visit you, Craig.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, but guess what there else is going on today? The Republican women are having their summer solstice salad spectacular. Are you going to go?
Ah, when is it?
It's tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the home of Greg and Jamie Kuhn at 2558 Clydesdale Drive out in North Pole. $35 to get in.
$35 for a good salad and get to chat with the Republican women, huh?
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take another phone call. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, you're on KFAR Radio with Craig and David, and your name is?
Hey, this is Al.
Ow! Am I making your weekend or what, buddy?
Well, finally, I was going through withdrawals there for a little bit.
Hey, this is because you were texting me. We're off the air, and I was like, oh, they're going to get it figured out.
But trying to protect my favorite radio station.
There you go. Anyway, what's on your mind besides being thankful I'm on the air?
Oh, my favorite employer wants to know if Craig was catching hatchery king salmon or wild stock salmon.
he came into town and caught it at Fred Meyer's.
Yeah. No, this is all wild. Hey, you know, I just realized something. There's at least three people listening to us today.
Yeah. Hey, okay, let's go back to the state senate.
Okay.
You know, they're not going to get it done today. There's no way. But you know, they did a couple things that I liked. One is They took it away from Kathy Geisel and Senate Resources. But she's still pissed off. She's trying to scuttle this thing for whatever reason. She does not want this to go. Now, you have Scott Kawasaki down there who's never done anything in his life accomplished anything. And do you think he's going to come? Do you think he's going to come out from under his protected, you know, loom, and do anything to get this going?
Bill, well, real quick, you're wrong. He has got something done in there. He got the speed limits reduced by 5 miles an hour in construction zones. So don't say he never got nothing done. Okay.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Geisel wants us to burn diesel apparently, and.
Wilkowski, since the governor's name is on this, Wilkowski, who Kawasaki answers to, Wilkowski will not give the governor any win whatsoever, period.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though they worked together for a number of years, that's just Wilkowski. And so this could possibly go down as the Senate who did nothing and blew the opportunity for a gas line. Now, here's the thing about it. You know, put something out there with good, bad, or indifferent, but you're all hiding behind it. Oh, if we don't do anything, they can't accuse any of us of blowing this thing up.
Well, it's looking pretty good for my bumper sticker business.
Okay, what's your bumper sticker going to say?
It's going to say, "Sorry, Lord, we did piss another one away."
You better franchise that real fast or register that. That's going to be a popular commodity. You know, Craig Campo's retired. He can help you, you know, on marketing.
Design. Hey, you know, the thing I never heard, and maybe I missed it, Dave, but, you know, $800 million a year in tax income, which isn't enough for a lot of those guys because they can spend it way faster than that. That's the problem. But the question I've got is, did anybody ever do any spreadsheet like on the different industries who pay taxes and employ people that would benefit on this gas line? I'm talking mining companies, data centers, all this stuff. And that's just in the next 10 or 15 years. What about the next 20 or 30? Probably industries we haven't thought of that come to life. Who heard of data centers 5 years ago?
To Bill Wilkowski and Kathy Geisel, that does not matter.
I know, and that's the problem, because they want the tax revenue and they can spend it fast. It
and Scott Kawasaki, he is not strong enough to come out and change anything.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. Everybody call, at least call him and let him know. If they sit back and do nothing, you know,
in the state house, you had the entire interior delegation in the house,
yeah,
with Ashley Carrick, Maxine Dibert, you know, joined forces with the minority house members of Frank Tomaszewski, Will Stapp, and Mike Prox, and they voted for the house's version in a 34-5 vote.
Yeah, it's pretty overwhelming. And I just don't want to see a vote. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, exactly. One way or another, I want to see a vote and put something out there. And I really think that's going to happen. You know, they got the bill on Monday or Tuesday, so there was not enough time to get it done. So once it came out after that much time, I said, okay, the Senate's going to need some time on this.
They've had 150 days.
One more time. The Senate's going to need some time on this.
Yeah. They had 38 hearings.
One more time. The Senate's going to need some time on this.
Yeah.
You know, as you can tell, Fairbanks, I'm in a cantankerous mood. My day off, I rush in here to take care of Al, and the first thing that confronts me is Craig Campo. Oh, my God.
I just called to let you know you guys were off the air.
No, we're on the air. Thank you. Yeah, God, you know, and I couldn't tell if we're on the air or off the air because there was nothing here. You know, I mean, anyway, but
yeah. They
were supposed to have some pre-program thing, maybe. They usually do is they have Glenn Beck's third hour come in, but I guess they didn't do that.
Yeah, I went in there one time on a holiday. I was supposed to record my show, and nobody reminded me that they were off. So.
Yeah,
you run a loose. Those boys run a loose ship over there.
Hey, thank God for us. Yeah. We can hide behind that loose ship, Craig. But yeah. Hey, I'm going to the Panther game tonight. Are you?
Oh, that's a solstice game. Yeah.
Yeah, midnight sun game.
I haven't been to one for a long time. I probably should do that.
Well, if you don't have a ticket now, it's a little bit late, buddy.
Oh. And Satterberg, you know his deal. He pays to hear his voice. You know that deal.
Yeah, anytime there's a hit by pitch player, there's this that is sponsored by Bill Satterberg.
Yeah. You know you got an ego problem when you pay you sponsor that $500 a year or whatever just to hear your voice four times during the game.
Yeah, so Al, now that you're gonna have a good weekend, what are you gonna do this weekend to make it good?
I think I gotta get some firewood put up.
Okay.
Or fuel oil.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I've boy, after this I'm going to go do my 11:30 appointment, which is have Perry Wally pour me a what do you call it when you add orange juice and champagne?
Mimosa.
A mimosa. Yeah, he was supposed to pour me one at 11:30, but I had to rush over here. I had to delay my mimosa. And
pour you two or three.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, and I want a year end bonus. Yeah. Yeah, right. Guys, we're gonna take a commercial break. You wanna hold on over the break?
Sure. What got nothing else doing, I'm painting.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're gonna take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial. We're operating here on a holiday. And we'll be back. Oh, this lost Al.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Why is a billionaire from Pennsylvania running ads in Alaska about getting rid of ranked choice voting?
Dum, 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 dum. Vote yes, yes.
It's because ranked choice is part of an Alaskan election system that includes open primaries and dark money disclosure laws. Open primaries allow us to vote for the best candidate, regardless of party. Dark money disclosure requires outside spenders to tell us where they get their money. These outsiders want to control our elections, and they don't want you to know about it. They don't want you to know that Ballot Measure 2 gets rid of open primaries, taking power from you and giving it back to the political parties. And it lets outsiders flood Alaska with untraceable campaign cash. These outside billionaires think Alaskans are
dumb, 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 dumb.
Vote no on closed primaries. Vote no on dark money. In November, vote no on Measure 2.
This communication paid for by Protect Alaska's Elections. Top three contributors are Unite America PAC, SEIU 775 Ballot Fund, and Working Americans Building a Stronger America.
Hey, this is George Lopez, and I want to take a moment to talk about cancer because it is no joke. Hey, every 16 seconds, an American receives a cancer diagnosis, and every minute of every day, another person loses their life to cancer because far too often, cancer goes undetected until it's too late. That's why Stand Up to Cancer has set a bold goal to make early a standard of care for all cancers. So often, if cancer is detected early, the chance of long-term survival is 90%. So if we all support cancer research, more than 2 million lives could be saved in the next decade. It will take all of us standing up together to put this goal within reach. Our success is measured in the months, years, and lifetimes given back to the people with cancer and their families. So join the mission and help save lives today at standuptocancer.org.
It's four words no parent should ever hear. Your child is sick. It's four words that change everything. Those four words can define a family. It's four words that are filled with pain, heartache, and grief. And with those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Healing begins with happiness. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to 3 million kids at more than 700 hospitals across the country to deliver happiness when it matters most. Learn more at starlight.org.
KFAR Weather.
Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly sunny skies. Daytime highs approaching 84. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour.
slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tonight, lows of aloft around 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Listening to the Dave and Craig Show. Craig, you there?
I'm here. I'm standing on the tilt, facing my boat.
Did you hear the commercial that, you know, the no on Proposition 1 is?
I did. I've heard that now for a couple of days, and I tell you what, Dave, I wrote a song for it, and Will Stapp came up with the slogan, and it's these guys that are running it, the Vote Yes, need to start using it, because it's...
What's the slogan?
Stop the mess, vote yes.
Yeah.
That's so easy for people to remember, and otherwise you got trash cans, you got yes, you got no, the dark money. Just stop the mess, vote yes. Will Stapp should get an award for that idea, and we really need to just start getting that on the air.
And they're saying the dark money. Billionaires from outside are paying for this. No, it's all local, you boneheads, you liars. Yeah. And this is David Pruse's opinion. It's not KFAR's real opinion, but they're lying to everyone. They're dark money from outside. There's more dark money because with them coming in, and they're hiding behind, oh, this stops dark money. It doesn't. It opened the floodgates. Why do you think we have 20 people running for governor right now?
Yeah.
Because, I'm going to be in the second or third place. And that way I can win. It's the dumbed down theory.
Yeah. Well, it's the confuse the public theory too. They want to confuse the public. They want to get their candidates in there. They realize what's going on. It's the strategy.
Stop the mess. Vote yes. Stop the mess. Vote yes.
Vote yes. Yeah. And I've got a really good song I play on when I'm under my show sometimes that's to that stop the mess, vote yes. But you know what? People get confused. 15% of the people last time admitted they voted the wrong way.
Yeah. And again, because of our week-long after mail-in ballots and counting all the, you know, everything, the day of the ballot, it was going to be, you know, removed, but it barely retained itself by a very confusing, everyone had to vote no to get rid of the ballot initiative or whatever it was, a new voting. So anyway, stop the mess, vote yes.
I love it. We were at their very first meeting over at Frontier Plumbing, and Will Stapp came up with that. We always said, we need a slogan that gets locked in people's heads, and you'll know which way to vote when you get there. So they said, I sent them the song for Facebook. They're going to use it, but they just need to get a jingle in people's heads, and then they don't have to know all the details. They know they don't want it. They vote yes.
So, Craig, I bring this up to try and bring this up on the air every day because this is fun. Say I ran a lotto. You know, and the lotto was for the four people and their official ranking in the race of governor, 1, 2, 3, and 4. What is your ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4 of those 20 people running for governor?
Holy cow.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd make a lot of money. I'd make a lot of money if I could do that.
And I tell you what, I've been asked by checks for a lot of these candidates. You can go broke. There's 20 candidates if you like six of them.
Yeah, yeah. But to me, exactly. If you're not in the final four, don't ask me for money until then.
Well, and here's why I say that. Here is my exact reason for saying this. I like a politician that gets more done with less. So if you can make it to the top four without my support, I'll be there for you. You know, if one of the four, but there's too many variables. There's too many.
Well, okay. So tell me your 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, I really don't even have them in my head.
Well, I don't care. Who's your 1, 2, 3, and 4?
I'll just give you the four.
No, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Give me the four, then go back to 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh. Let me think about that. Bronson, Taylor, Bishop, can't remember the guy's name, though. Halela, whatever.
Halela?
Halela, yeah. That's probably my four.
My four are going to be in order. Begich.
What?
Tom Begich. He's a Democrat.
Yeah.
And he's had three other Democrats jump in trying to get his votes. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to say Bishop. Number three, I'm going to say, what's her name? I call her the
Shelley?
No.
You're talking about Bernadette.
Bernadette, yeah. Number three is Bernadette. And then number four, who am I going to have as number four? And that's just this week. And I'm going to say number four, Halayla.
Okay. Yeah, I like him. I just don't, I don't know enough about him. Like I said, it doesn't look like he, I don't know. It depends what polls you watch. I don't believe a whole lot in those polls anyway. But is Al still on the phone? Does he get to vote?
No, but he's texted me. He said, off the air again. So yeah, what's going on today? You know, it's so we're going to continue like we're on the air. What the heck?
Can we just pretend we are?
Yeah, you know, all my buttons are correct. You know, what the hell? Well, what the heck? You know, Fairbanks, I know you're listening. If you're hearing us, someone call in.
If you're not listening, there's two of us that can hear each other.
Yeah, we're having a conversation via headphone anyway.
Our volume of listeners has fallen by a third.
Are you bringing any of your grandkids down tomorrow to the summer solstice?
I've got to, yeah. They love that stuff, yeah.
They're of that age, that's right.
They are, yeah. They're four, let's see, four, two, four, nine, they're nine and just about 11. So, Sydney, my oldest one's birthday turns 11 this weekend, or next week. So, yeah.
Wow. Fun. What the heck? So,
you know what they love more than anything is getting pulled behind the tube at Harding Lake. I must have half a million miles on my new Sea-Doo. I got a Sea-Doo a couple years ago, and that's all they want to do. And I'm out there until I'm just physically exhausted pulling them. And let's go again, Grandpa. Let's go again. So,
well, pretty soon they're going to be water skiing, Dad.
Yep, that's coming up real quick.
You know, Harding Lake certainly has changed a lot since we were in high school out there, you know, doing what we did out of Harding Lake.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to go into too much detail.
I'm not. I'm just saying it's changed a lot. Even though the time of statute of limitations has run out, it's best we protect the not innocent people.
Yeah, we were bad. I don't know how we grew up and survived all that, or
without our parents killing us.
Oh my God!
You know why I survived?
Huh.
I believe my dad was wilder.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you a story. Judge Wickersham was First Avenue Cowles, right, where he lived?
Yeah.
So, and my dad has passed, and I can tell this story now because definitely the statute has limitations.
Yeah.
Him and Alan Persinger were good buddies in school, growing up and everything, and Dick Garrity. Clive or Dick Garrity. Dick. Anyway, so they were all good buddies. They got a little loose light one night in the car, and they rolled it on Judge Wickersham's lawn. My dad told me that story. And when he told me when I was really young, he goes, yeah, don't repeat that, son, because that's it hadn't been, I mean, it was that long ago, but now it's 50 years later than that. So not telling the world my dad rolled a car on Wickersham's lawn.
Remember Lenny Arsenal with 375?
Yeah.
So he is, secretary, treasurer, ran it. We're out, me and my dad are out playing golf there at the one off Farmer's Loop, and we're playing a foursome, me and dad and Lenny and some other union person or whatever. And I go to my dad, well, how long have you known Lenny? And my dad goes, oh my God. He goes, let me tell you a story. He goes, I had this convertible Cadillac and he had this convertible Continental, and we would race down College Road. And it wasn't even paved, we would pass champagne bottles between us. No. And I go, you're kidding me. And my dad goes, hey, Lenny, remember those champagne bottles on College Road? And Lenny goes, yeah, that was great, man. I said, oh, my God.
You know, do you remember Officer Pullis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I had my Z28.
I remember, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't have license plates on it even. I had a Haida key underneath it. And me and a 455 Olds pulled up next to me, Trans Am. And I, you know, he was going to beat me out of 350. But we wound it up on College Road and we took off. And he started pulling away. And then I see sirens behind me. I'm in the left lane about to turn onto the Stees, which is now the old Stees. And he pulls up behind me. I crank my music up and pretend I don't hear him like some arrogant kid, right? And he's beating on my passenger window. And so I roll it down. He goes, give me your keys. So I gave him my keys. He took off to chase the other guy. He's trying to get a twofer.
Yeah.
And I got my keys out from under my car, took off, went home, put my license plates on, thinking, oh, I'm off the hook now.
Little did you know they can track down your car by the keys.
Yeah, they went to Tip Top Chevrolet. They figured out who it was, and my buddy Craig Wittes got a scan that says, hey, you might want to take an early lunch. This is the next day from work. He goes, troopers are on the way down there. So I did. I took and I had to deal with my dad, who knew nothing about it. So,
no wonder why you are very good friends with the head of the state troopers here in the interior.
Yeah, I'm on the good side now.
Well, Craig, we're out of time, buddy. Don't know if we're on the air or not, but we're out of time. I so appreciate you calling and helping me through this. You have a great day, buddy. And Fairbanks, you have a great day. It's mimosa time for David out of town, Alex. You have a great day. I'll see you on Tuesday.